Okay, wetlands management plan.
David Demmer, Tim Nelson of the Office in Planning and Zoning came before us a month or two ago and said that they wanted to use some grant funding to do a wetlands management plan for the county. I think the ultimate goal was to loosen up the requirements where it made sense to do so and to tighten them up where there were certain things that we really wanted to protect. But they found out, and we had our suspicions earlier, that in spite of the Army Corps of Engineers' participation on these types of planning management committees in other counties, the Corps of Engineers has not approved any of these. And in fact, the model that we were going to follow was not approved. And so they decided not to move forward with that because it would be, you know, it would be a waste of time and energy, and particularly a waste of time and energy for the volunteers that would have served on that committee.
Okay, so we are in limbo.
We're in limbo.
Okay. This is not a big deal for everybody else, but the folks on the Irish Creek Road, it's a big deal.
It is. The Irish Creek Road area, as you know, is a non-service district, and the county board voted to include it or to create an Irish Creek subordinate service district and have it plowed, and then that gets billed back to the property owners. Mm-hmm. There is some disagreement out there about whether that's necessary. Some folks want it, some folks don't. But at any rate, it was done, and so we moved forward, and we did hire Labota Grading to do that plowing. We did a bid process, and Labota was the only bidder that came in the appropriate manner with the forms and following the regulations, etc. However, we've heard from a lot of constituents in that area that they don't want that. They don't want to spend that money. They like it the way it is. And so we have set a hearing for June 25th at 10:30 to discuss the potential for withdrawing the Irish Creek Subordinate Service District. And so I encourage anybody in that area that's affected to show up that date.
If they like it the way it is, does that mean they like not being able to get in the wintertime?
It doesn't matter to them, you know. They're fine. They can snowmobile in or not use it. Some of it's seasonal. Some people just own bare land out there. They don't have a cabin. For some people, the extra fund, you know, the extra money to spend for that is a struggle. And some people just like it, and they bought out there because it was a non-service district.
So you set up a hearing on this?
We did, June 25th, and there'll be notices coming out for that. Other people out there live there year-round, and so it's one of those things where everybody's got kind of a different view, so we'll have to sort that all out.
Quickly, CCLEP, biomass, they were going to come to you with a use contract.
And they did show up. However, they said that there have been some concerns expressed to them, and they didn't feel ready to address all of those, and so that has been postponed to March 12th. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can call me or you can call George Wilkes, and or you can come to that meeting on March 12th.
Okay. We mentioned that I'd been said that you were going to phone us from a non-dead spot on your way to Virginia. And I think this gives us a couple of minutes to talk about the numbers of and the importance of meetings outside of the county. And your meeting today is at 1 o'clock in Virginia, and what is it?
Yes, sir. I'm on the AOA board, Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Association. I'm on that board. The main purpose of the AEOA organization is to help the poor. And we focus on programs like Head Start, housing, the Arrowhead Transit, the bus system. And so I serve on that board, and we meet monthly. And so I'm on my way to Virginia from 1 to 3. And then I scoot over to Duluth. Tonight I have a meeting from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the Arrowhead Counties Association, where there's probably six or eight counties that send one or two county commissioners to discuss issues that we share in common. When you hear folks say, we need to stand up to the state of Minnesota, we need to lobby for what counties need with respect to wetlands or septic systems or PILT funding, this is how we do it. We join together with other county commissioners and we lobby. We lobby the state legislature, and we lobby we move our platforms forward with the Association of Minnesota Counties. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big part of our job, and it's an important part of our job that isn't real visible. So I'm actually glad you asked about it.
Well, then drive safely on your way back from Duluth. Slow down. Deer are out.
I drive like an old lady.
We've been speaking to Sue Hakes, who is not an old lady, but she is a Cook County Commissioner. Thanks, Sue. Safe trip.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.